Welcome. In this lesson, you'll learn how to warp a warehouse intro in Ableton Live 12 to create smoky, old-school jungle and drum and bass atmospheres. The goal is a 1632-bar warped intro that sits in front of your drums, textured, gritty and wide, using only Live 12 stock devices. Before we start, set your live set tempo to 174 BPM. You can adapt between 170 and 175, but 174 is what we'll use for this walkthrough. Begin by importing a long warehouse field recording, something 15 to 60 seconds with room tone, distant crowd or natural ambience. Drag it onto an empty audio track and double-click to open clip view. Turn on warp in the sample box. If available, right-click and choose Auto Warp Long Samples to get a rough alignment. Delete any extra warp markers that pull the sound out of place. Change warp mode to texture. Texture preserves spectral character and gives you grainy, smeary motion ideal for long atmospheres. Set the segment BPM to 174 if live hasn't already. This anchors the clip to your timeline. Now listen through and place warp markers only on short, distinct transients you want to keep. A door knock. A clear impact. Hold CMD or Control and click on a transient to add a marker, then drag it closer to the nearest beat or grid position if you want it to act as a loose rhythm anchor. For long continuous sections, hum, murmurs, hiss, leave them free of markers so texture can smear them naturally. Remember, too many markers will make the ambient sound robotic. With warp mode still set to texture, open the grain controls in the sample box. Start with grain size around 60 to 120 milliseconds for a big smear, and flux around 20-40% to add subtle randomness. Leave pitch at 0 for now. Duplicate the clip to a second audio track CMD/Control+D. On the duplicate, choose a different grain size, try 30 to 50 ms, and transpose it slightly by +/1/2 semitones using the transpose control. Pan each duplicate left and right to create width. These small pitch differences and grain variations give a fuller stereo field without introducing obvious detuning. Next, build your effects chain on the main process track, and copy it to the duplicates if you like. Use only Live 12 stock devices. EQ8, high pass around 30-50 Hz to remove rumble. If things sound muddy, pull a gentle low shelf of 2 to 3 dB around 200-400 Hz. Erosion. Set mode to noise and amount around 10-20% to add analog grit. If erosion isn't in your addition, use saturator and subtle lo-fi processing instead. Saturator. Drive 1-3 dB. Soft clip-on. Choose an analog curve for warmth. Hybrid reverb. Pick a large space preset. Set size high and decay long. Think 6 to 12 seconds for tails. Balance early/late to taste and start with dry/wet around 20-40%, so the intro remains defined. Auto filter after the reverb, low pass, cut off near 1-2 kHz, low resonance. Turn on the LFO, sync rate to 1/8 or 1/4 and set a small amount, 5-15%, for slow breathing movement. Optional, reduce slightly at low bit depth or low frequency reduction for old school crunch. Group all effects into an audio effect rack so you can control key parameters with macros. Map useful, automatable parameters to your macros. For example, macro 1 equals auto filter cutoff, macro 2 equals hybrid reverb, dry/wet macro 3 equals saturator drive, macro 4 equals auto filter LFO amount or rate. Note, clip grain size can't be mapped to a rack macro. Practical workarounds are to prepare multiple duplicates with different grain sizes and crossfade between them. Use grain delay on a duplicate for automatable grainy echoes, or resample into simpler/sampler for more modulation options if you have suite. Now add movement and structure with automation. Over the first 8-16 bars, slowly open macro 1, the filter, from close to about mid position to reveal highs. At bars 8-12, increase macro 2, the reverb wet, for a swell. Nudge macro 3. The saturation, up slightly near the end so the texture pushes into your drum entrance. Keep automation gradual, small changes create tension without stealing focus from the drums to come. If you want a rhythmic, club PA breathing, duplicate the track and set up subtle sidechain ducking. Use a ghost kick MIDI clip on another track to trigger a compressor or gate, and duck the ambience 3-6 dB in time with the pattern. This gives a classic rhythmic pulsing familiar in old-school sets. Polish the stereo image and levels next. Use utility to widen carefully, duplicate the process track, invert phase on one copy and micro shift it a few milliseconds, or increase width modestly, avoid extremes. Check in mono often to make sure nothing collapses or disappears. Final EQ. Notch any resonances with EQ8 and tweak a gentle boost around 3-7 kHz, for smoky sizzle or cut above 12 kHz for vintage dullness. Group your intro tracks and add a glue compressor with a light ratio, aiming for 2-4 dB of gain reduction, to glue the layers. Consolidate the final warped region, select and seed MD/Ctrl+J and save it to your user library, with a descriptive name and variations, if you made them. Transpose the group by plus or minus one semitone for quick variations. Watch out for common mistakes. Don't use beats or repitch for long drones. Those modes will destroy texture. Avoid overquantizing with too many warp markers. Keep reverb dry / wet moderate. Don't drown the clip. Use saturation and bit reduction subtly, and high pass below 3050 Hz to protect space for incoming bass and drums. A few pro tips before you practice. Automate grain size by switching between duplicates or using grain delay for modulated grain control. Use a return channel with a long, filtered reverb and a pitch-shifted copy down a musical interval for subterranean rumble. Add sparse vinyl crackle or a tiny chorus on a duplicate to nudge the old-school feel. When CPU gets heavy, design with shorter decays and lower quality, then freeze or resample long tails once you're happy. Mini practice exercise. Try this now. Import a 20-40-second warehouse recording, warp it in texture mode with grain size 80 ms and flux 30%. Duplicate and transpose the duplicate plus one semitone, pan left and right. Chain these devices, EQ 8 HP 40 HC right arrow erosion noise 15% right arrow saturator 2 dB right arrow hybrid, reverb dry / wet 30% right arrow auto filter low pass 1.5 kHz, LFO 1/8. Map filter cutoff and reverb dry / wet to 2 macros and automate a slow open of the filter and rise in reverb over 16 bars. Consolidate and compare the final warped intro to the raw file to hear what changed. Recap, we used texture warp mode and minimal warp markers to preserve natural smear, layer duplicates with slight transposition and panning for width, applied EQ, erosion, saturator, hybrid reverb and auto filter to create grit and space, and automated macros for evolving movement. Keep your intro as a mood setter, not a competitor to your breaks. Save variations, test on different systems, and use subtle automation to build tension leading into your drums. That's it. Warp, experiment, resample and commit when something feels right. The Smoky Warehouse intro is a mood engine. Small adjustments can make a big difference.